forget. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, February 19th, 2008 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting. For those of you who heard my show yesterday on basically giving you the skinny on Barack Obama, it seems to have taken on a life of its own. Now, folks, the mainstream corporately owned media is not reporting anything. As a matter of fact, they're touting Obama as, you know, God's gift, if you will. Everything is positive about Obama, and I'm not going to have any guests on today. I've got a lot of news to go into, but I'm going to get into this as far as the race is going, if you will. I've got a couple of articles I want to read, one on Hillary and another one on Ron Paul that I think you'd be interested in hearing. But in the meantime, Bob Novak came on last night, and I was looking at clips on Fox News. And Fox News, the only thing that corporate media is reporting on Barack Obama is that the Clintons know about a specific scandal related to Barack Obama. But they're taking the high road, and they're not going to lower themselves as to bring this out. And I think the reason why is because they know that ultimately they're not going to have to. I think it's going to come out. And I want to thank some of you out there in the listening audience. I went on my website this morning, and I noticed that my website's just going crazy. I guess some people have gone into the Ron Paul War Room. They've gone into the dailypaul.com. And they've posted some blogs referring to my website on this Larry Sinclair, this Obama scandal, if you will. And for those of you who haven't gone in, go into my website, www.theamericanawakening, and take a look for yourself. This is the scandal. For those of you who have listened to my show, you're not going to hear anything about this on mainstream corporately owned media. But you hear about it on my show. You hear about it on alternative media. And I believe, frankly, that this is ultimately going to come out. Now, I want to get into this. There's an article put out by Alan Rowland and Salon.com. And I'd like to get your take on this. It says, Hillary is fading fast as Obama movement builds. And then the handwriting is on the wall. Hillary is a shrill, desperate candidate with weakening support, but Obama is a rapidly building movement, gaining believers every day. And if she doesn't recognize this soon, she'll be trampled and humiliated by her own self-serving arrogance and sense of entitlement. Now, I'm going to go into the rest of this article, and then I am going to enlighten you folks regarding the situation with Ron Paul and his run for presidency, because you don't want to rule this guy out. Everybody's touting that McCain's getting the nomination. Well, I'm going to give you some numbers on this as far as McCain getting the nomination. And I'm going to let you do the math here and think for yourselves here. But I'll tell you what, folks, we still have a shot at this. All right, we've got the March on Washington that's coming up either on Memorial Day or it's on the 4th of July. I'm not real sure which one yet. But at any rate, the numbers aren't as bleak as one might think. And as I go through this, and I think you'll see why. I believe I got a break coming up here. When I get back, I'm going to finish up with this article on Hillary fading fast, which could be true. They may just be setting up Barack Obama as a fall guy. Let's do some math on that. Anyway, we'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Got a good show for you today. Stick with me. Call your friends and neighbors. This will be very enlightening, folks. Be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Folks, we're back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Tell you what, I'm going to get into the balance of this article, but I got a Skype message from my board operator saying I've got a call from Jonesy and Tracy regarding horses in Minnesota, and I'm not real sure what that means. There's a storage of hay, and people are coming in with hay and charging a buttload of money, it says. Let's go to Jonesy and Tracy, see what they've got to say. Jonesy and Tracy, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Oh. Hello?
Oh, hi there. Hi there. This is Tracy. And,
hi, Tracy.
I'm just going to let Jonesy do the talking.
Okay, Jonesy, go ahead.
Okay, well, I've got friends up in Minnesota, and they're running out of hay.
Uh-huh.
The problem is the economy's so bad up there, people are actually having to choose between making mortgage payments or feeding their horses. So I've got one friend that is 2 months behind on a mortgage payment because she had to buy hay. And they're charging anywhere from $150 to $200 for a 1,000-pound bale of hay, which is normally $25 to $30.
Really?
Yeah. And now this is a problem. There's no hay up there. Some of the hay is coming in from South Dakota, North Dakota. I've been in contact with people in Wisconsin, Michigan. I'm in Indiana, and I've called people in Kentucky, And right now, since the winter in Minnesota, the temperature has been 70 below zero. And this kind of temperature requires, in order for horses or animals to survive, they have to eat more to maintain their body temperature, which means that the people who normally would have enough hay to carry them through the spring don't have the hay anymore because they've had to feed more. What I'm asking is if we can find hay at a reasonable price and get it up into Minnesota.
Okay, let me ask you a quick question, Jonesy. Why do you think there's such a large, anywhere between a 6 and an 800% increase? Why do you think that is? You think that's deliberate?
Well, it's called supply and demand.
Uh-huh.
People know of a situation, and they're taking advantage of the situation. I mean, shipping hay is not cheap. And bringing it in from South Dakota, North Dakota, and other places, the person knows that, hey, he can get big money for this bale of hay because there is none to be had in Minnesota.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Jonesy, that's not the content of my show today, but if you want to put out a contact number or if you want to give a contact number to my board operator, we can put the word out. If anybody out there in the listening audience has access to or knows somebody that has access to a supply of hay that is a lot less expensive than what Jonesy had just mentioned, then let's hook up and get this deal done. How's that?
That will work fine. We need... There's a man up there, he had 80 head of horses, and he put them down because he couldn't feed them. He couldn't afford to feed them.
Oh, my God. It almost sounds like they're doing it deliberately.
Some of the laws that are now into effect, a person used to be able to raise horses, and they could sell them to meat packing places, and the packers would buy them for dog food or whatever. It used to be where you could take a horse that was, you know, where it was lamed or something was wrong with it. You could sell it to a packing place, and you could get some money for it. Now, since there's no packing place, the packing houses in the United States, they were all shut down that dealt just with the slaughtering horses. That is now done in Mexico and Canada. There is a man up in Minnesota who is offering 10 cents a pound for horses on the hoof. 10 cents a pound, which used to bring 75 cents a pound. This man has the contract to ship them to Canada. Now, he ships horses into Canada. He's making 75 to 85 cents a pound, but he is the only person that can ship them out of the United States to Canada. He has a contract with Canada.
Okay, well, Jonesy, I'll tell you what. If you want to give out your contact information, you're welcome to do that.
Okay.
And we'll see if we can get anybody hooked up to where they can, solve this issue for you.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. I'll tell you what. I've got Don in Oregon. He said he grows hay. Let's bring Don up on the line here for a minute. Don, go ahead. You're on with Jonesy and Tracy. Go ahead. Don.
Hello?
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey. You're on with Jonesy. You're on with Jonesy and Tracy. You say you grow hay up in Oregon?
Well, we grow alfalfa and hay, and we have cows, and we have horses. And, you know, when you have 10,228 square miles of high desert, and all you can do is grow that and raise it, that's what you got.
Okay.
At any rate, what I was offering is I'll do some investigation around here and find out what the going cost is per ton and what they're shipping out, because primarily they ship the alfalfa out to the dairy farms are out and about here, all the way up into British Columbia. So
okay.
I can do that from here, and I can find out those stats and get them up. I just don't have them available right now.
Well, that's okay. I'll tell you what, why don't you guys hook up off the air, or Jonesy, if you want to give out your contact information over the air, that's up to you.
Okay, well, I can give you my phone number.
Okay, go ahead and give out your phone number.
My phone number is area code 765.
Don, are you writing this down?
I'm getting to it. It's hard hearing.
Okay, it's 765.
Okay.
654.
Repeat that.
654.
9549.
Again?
9549, Don.
9549.
Yeah. Right. Okay. All right, so it's 765-654-9549. Now, I'm going to let you guys go, all of you, and you can hook up off the air. And, folks, anybody else who has some information on that, feel free to contact Jonesy and Tracy at 765-654-9549. And I've done my Good Samaritan Act for the day, and
all
I'll
right.
Get back to my show. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye.
Hi, John. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, there we go. Well, back to my show. I mean, it's not funny, really. I mean, here's a situation where there's a bunch of horses up there in Minnesota that are being put down and they're dying, and then you got some money grabber that's charging 800% more than he should be charging for the hay just because he thinks he can make a profit on it. It's really sad, folks. At any rate, let me get back to this. Okay, so Alan Rowland writes an article, Hillary Fading Fast as Obama Movement Builds. And he writes, as we rapidly approach a worldwide shift in consciousness by 2012, he must be delving into the Mayan calendar here, it is imperative that America be led by a man who can cross race lines of blacks, whites, and Latinos and offer a new vision of hope versus greed to not only the American people but also to the world. This guy obviously didn't listen to my show yesterday. James Taylor, a race and an American politics scholar at University of San Francisco, says Obama presents an opportunity to deal with race in an unconventional way. If an African-American man can become president of the United States in the 21st century, then it tells us that the remainder of the 21st century represents all kinds of possibilities, because in his person there is a representation of both black and white experiences. He allows us to exorcise some of the demons we've had in our history of race in America. Obviously, he didn't listen to my show yesterday either. But Christopher Malone, a Pace University political scientist, writes of a recent display of the unconventional racial dynamic at Obama's recent appearance in Kansas. He goes to the hometown of his grandfather on his white mother's side and points to a cousin in the audience, a 72-year-old woman who is as white as any other Kansan. Could you imagine him accepting the nomination and standing there and bringing up his family members, Kenyans and white Americans, and saying, I am America. This is America. It really seems like a perfect storm here. Well, this guy didn't listen to my show yesterday either. A perfect storm indeed, and one that could well wipe out the divisive race tactics of the Bushes and recently the Clintons as America finally recognizes and celebrates its true diversity and comes together as one wherein 35% of its population are now minorities. Boy, this guy's spinning it, isn't he? Meanwhile, there appears to be an air of desperation in the Clinton camp, who were expecting a coronation on Super Tuesday and instead met with the Obama Express, which is still building momentum while a fading Hillary tries to bully her way to victory, putting her on a potential collision course with Democratic Party leaders who are increasingly seeing Obama as the future of the party. Oh, my God, that's scary. Sarah Baxter, London Times, writes on February 17th, with her rival ahead in the polls and wooing her bedrock Hispanic and female voters, Clinton is trying to force her way back with a risky strategy that could split her party. Boy, I'd love to hear what Larry Nichols has to say about this. By the way, he'll be on next week, folks. Remember that. Next, I believe it's Wednesday. It appears the Clintons will not go quietly into the night, but Obama could make it all but academic with expected solid victories tomorrow in Wisconsin and Hawaii, along with pre-election polls showing Obama with a growing edge in Hillary's self-declared last-stand state, Texas. The handwriting is on the wall. Hillary is a shrill, desperate candidate with weakening support, but Obama is a rapidly building movement, gaining believers every day. If she doesn't recognize this soon, she'll be trampled and humiliated by her own self-serving arrogance and sense of entitlement. Alan L. Rowland. Well, I don't know about that. I think that the Clinton campaign still has some tricks up their sleeve. And by the way, I'm not for Clinton or Obama. I'm a Ron Paul advocate, folks. And that brings me to Ron Paul. For all of you out there that have thought that it's over for Ron Paul, I want you to pay close attention to what I have to say next. It's very important, folks, because I don't think we've seen anything yet. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Got a lot more to come. Call your friends and neighbors. A lot of information coming out here today, folks. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
I've been waiting for something to happen.
All right, folks, I'm back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Now, listen, I want you to pay really, really, really close attention to this, folks. It's very, very important because Ron Paul's got another money bomb coming up this month. I believe it's on the 22nd, okay? And I don't want you guys to just freeze up and not contributing any more money, and I'm going to tell you why here. McCain is not a lock for the nominee. I'm going to give you the math. I want you people to understand the delegate process and don't fold up like a house of cards. Because if that were the case, don't you think Ron Paul would have quit by now? I want you to do some research, folks. When McCain reaches 1,191 delegates, as declared by the mainstream corporate-controlled media, that will really not be the case. He is not guaranteed all those delegates. And I want to remind you folks, last week on my show, okay, I gave you the good, the bad, and the ugly on John McCain, okay? And just like this deal with Obama yesterday, the word's getting out here. We are the media. Alternative media is the media that reports the truth. The mainstream corporately owned media is the one that plays favorites and distorts, folks. But McCain must win the 1,191 delegates at the convention. Now, did you get that? Okay, he does not win the delegates during the primaries. Bound or pledged delegates are committed to the winner of the primary to vote for that candidate in the first round. Many states have yet to pick delegates. of those that have, Ron Paul is very high, has very high delegate counts, even though he hasn't won a single primary. Now, how is that? Well, people just simply apply. More of Ron Paul's supporters are willing to become delegates than McCain supporters. And as I mentioned to you folks, anywhere you look, and I don't care what town in which you live, if you go out and drive around, you look and see how many Ron Paul signs are up as a pair, as compared to McCain or Clinton or Obama. The primaries and caucuses are nothing more than window dressing. Delegates are not chosen the day of the primary caucus. The only thing the primary caucuses do is commit the bound or pledged delegates to the winner, either by winner-take-all or they're proportioned out. At the convention, there will be bound, pledged, and unbound, unpledged delegates. Not all delegates for each state are bound. The unbound or unpledged can vote for anyone. And at the convention, if McCain does not get 51% of the delegate vote on the first round, then they vote again. In the next round, delegates can vote for whomever they want. Now, I want you to spread the word to everybody that you can. According to this site that I'm going to read to you here, here are the bound and unbound totals as of today. And McCain has 796 bound and 18 unbound delegates. Now, we're going to do some math here. McCain needs 395 bound delegates to reach 1,191. Now, of the remaining states, and I'm not going to go through all these, we've got Texas, Ohio, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Vermont, Idaho, Hawaii, Pennsylvania, Oregon, Puerto Rico, North Carolina, Indiana, Kentucky, Mississippi, Rhode Island, Nebraska, and New Mexico. There are 561 bound delegates left, of which Mr. McCain must win 71% of those to reach 1,191. Now, I want you to think back. When's the last time that John McCain won 71% of anybody's vote, anytime, anywhere? Now, Huckleberry will probably win Nebraska, Kentucky, Mississippi, and South Dakota. If this happens, then McCain would have to win just about every remaining delegate, and that is not likely to happen. So basically, McCain would almost have to run the board of the other states to win, and that's not likely. So I believe Vermont is the only winner-take-all state remaining. Even if McCain wins a state, he does not get all of the bound delegates. The mainstream corporate media is lumping both the bound and the unbound in their totals, and it's very misleading. So don't give up hope, folks. We've got a Ron Paul march coming up, and I'm hoping that we get at least a million, maybe 2 million, hopefully 5 million people. All right, and the mainstream corporately owned media cannot deny or they cannot ignore that. But also at the convention, if and hopefully the convention will happen, you know, we've got this lunatic in office that could put out an H5N1 bird flu epidemic and, you know, pull a Musharraf and suspend the elections, declare martial law. Hopefully that won't happen. Maybe he'll have some semblance of sanity. At any rate, you know, as a caller I had called in yesterday, it's possible that there could be very well be a mutiny at the convention. I mean, let's face it, there's scandals in all of these candidates' pocket or in their closets, with the exception of Ron Paul. So, folks, again, I don't want you to give up hope on this guy. And we have another money bomb coming up. And I'm pretty sure it's on the 22nd. So don't give up hope, okay? I still have a lot of confidence in Ron Paul. And let's face it, you look at all of these candidates. I took apart Hillary Clinton with the help of Larry Nichols. Well, actually, Larry did most of it last week. I took apart Barack Obama yesterday. He's got scandals up his wazoo in the closet just waiting to come out and rear their ugly head. We've got McCain with the POW scandal over in Vietnam. Okay, and then we've got Huckleberry with 14 ethics complaint, plus some other nefarious activities with Tyson Foods, which I haven't really even looked into yet. But if you remember, Tyson Food was also a heavy contributor back during the Clinton Arkansas gubernatorial race. So we've got all that back there as well. And believe me, folks, I'm not done yet, okay? I don't have a life. All I do is research. And what I bring out, if I think it's pertinent, I bring it to you. So bear with me. Have faith in me, okay? Have faith in Ron Paul. He hasn't gone anywhere yet, folks. All he's trying to do is save his congressional seat just in case from some other idiot that's trying to pull it out from under him. We'll be back in 3 with more. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Stick with me. I got more.
Mm-hmm. listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, folks, I'm back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I got a lot of tidbit news, a lot of different stuff today. Short articles. I just got a Skype message from Tim Wingate. He's got another one for me up here. Minnesota police stocking up on tasers before the Republican National Convention. Yeah, that's no surprise. I might get into that a little bit later. Thank you for that, Tim. I appreciate it. But I wanted to mention, I pulled this one off of mainstream news, folks, and I've mentioned this before on my show. Get this. Remember when I talked about, and I don't even remember how long ago this was, but remember when I was talking about the fact that some of these stores are opening up clinics on their premises, okay? And what's that for? Well, down the road, I mean, if you have vision and you can see, when they if and when they declare martial law, you might walk into the grocery store and they're not going to allow you to get your food and pay for it unless you've gone in and had your local visit with the clinic and allowed them to vaccinate you with their cancer viruses through aerosol and mercury. Anyway, I pulled this off of mainstream media and I wanted to share this with you. Walmart now is expanding their in-store health clinics. The retailer plans to roll out 100 clinics at its stores that will be jointly branded with local medical groups. The Walmart stores will open its first in-store medical clinics under its own brand name after leasing space in dozens of stores to outside companies that operate the quick-service health stops. The world's largest retailer said last week it will open the clinic at Walmart as a joint venture with local hospital systems in Atlanta, Dallas, and Little Rock, Arkansas, starting in April. That number is expected to increase dramatically as chains such as Walmart, CVS, Caremark, Target, and Walgreens partner with many clinic providers like Ready Clinic and Minute Clinic to expand operations. The trade group estimates there will be more than 1,500 by year's end, up from about 300 in November. Gee, I wonder if the government has anything to do with that. Walmart has also signed a letter of intent to partner directly with St. Vincent's Health System, a part of the Catholic Health Initiative System, to open four co-branded clinics in Little Rock. Now, I'm not reading this whole thing. I'm giving you some excerpts here. Having the local hospital system involved will also increase the level of trust among the shoppers. Walmart said this is the first step towards opening 400 co-branded clinics by the year 2010. Retail analyst Patricia Edwards of San Francisco-based Wentworth, Hauser, and Violix said the move will benefit Walmart by giving the clinics added credibility. Edwards said putting Walmart's name on the clinics also fits with the retailer's drive for a public role in healthcare to counter union-led criticism that skimps on employee health insurance. Walmart has also introduced $4 prescriptions for some generic medicines. Chief Executive Lee Scott pledged last month to find another way to help cut healthcare costs, including promoting the use of electronic health records instead of paper files. Electronic health records. Gee. Remember I said this a while back, folks, is that you're going to see at some point in time the Walmart stores, the Targets, all these stores are going to have clinics right on the premises, and at some point in time, if I'm right in my prediction, you're not going to be able to walk in there and buy your groceries, you're not going to be able to walk in there and buy anything unless your health card is up to snuff. And remember, we got the Real ID Act coming in here. All those people born after 1964, they'll scan your health card as you go through the shopping line. They'll say, oh! Wait a minute, you don't have these specific vaccines that we've mandated that you have to take, so you can't pay for your groceries until you go right over here into the clinic and get them. Can you see that coming, folks? I certainly can. Well, enough on that one. Okay, next. Shifting gears a little bit here. As we know, Bush took a trip over to Africa. He was waiting around, and he made a speech last week saying that, well, you know, I'll hang around if Congress will vote and they'll pass this bill that gives immunity to the telecommunications companies. Remember that, folks? Okay, and I'm going to get into that in just a minute. But Bush is going over to Africa. He's over there now, and I'm going to give you the backstory of Bush's visit to Tanzania. And the following is from a resident of Tanzania. They have 600 people. 600 people in Bush's group. The press, the military, security, advisors, etc., etc. Sounds crazy around here. There are signs up around town welcoming him and random American flags in random places. You still get the sense, though, that lots of people are not too happy about it. I would really like to contrast this with a Barack or a Clinton visit. Either way, about 700 million is coming into Tanzania from the United States. So, Kikwete, Tanzania's president, sure is glowing. The irony of this huge donation is the U.S. said they are giving it because Tanzania has an accountable, stable government. Sure. Last week, the prime minister resigned along with a group of ministries because of huge corruption that leaked out. Now, enter stage left, the leaking news that Bush has made secret agreements with Kikwete to build a huge military base just north of Dar. Ah, it all makes sense now. 700 million to fight AIDS and malaria and build a new strategic U.S. military base. Why hasn't that part been made anywhere in the news. You're not going to hear that. The only place you're going to hear that is here, folks. But talking about this bill, talking about the when George Bush was going to hang around, right? He was going to hang around. He was going to delay his trip to Africa so Congress could vote on this and give the telecommunication companies immunity from spying on us, which they've been doing all along. Remember that? Okay. So get this one. Big Brother might not be watching you for long. There might come a day in America, boy, this would be nice, when no one will be listening in on your private phone calls. Private will mean just that, private. Laws supposedly passed to protect the nation and the world are in the process of lapsing. Laws that eroded the very basic freedoms of Americans. These laws were made to track the activities of suspected terrorists. And, of course, we all know, folks, that they look at us as the suspected terrorists. Now, you know how I know that? Oh, and by the way, I want to take my hat off and say hello to all my friends at Homeland Security who have hit my website, and they do it every day, but they hit it from thedailypaul.com because they're reading those blogs, too, that I mentioned. So hello, Homeland Security. How y'all doing today? Glad you're listening. Anyway. Let me continue here. Laws supposedly passed to protect the nation and the world are in the process of lapsing, laws that eroded the very basic freedoms of Americans. These laws were made to track the activities of suspected terrorists. But the fact is that everyone who disagrees with official government policies, and of course, every Muslim residing in the country, is suspect by the arch-terrorist himself. Who might that be? Well, take a guess. The eavesdropping law is just one of the many attempts to legalize the erosion of the Constitution itself. Its lapse will be a step in the right direction. But as of today, there are 340 days left for the Bush administration to totally destroy the Constitution. By the way, he's done a real good job. Okay, this FISA Act, what is that? That takes care of the Fourth Amendment. And then we've got the Second Amendment under attack with the gun control laws. And coincidentally, there just happened to be a shooting the other day. Let's connect the dots here. Sorry, I don't mean to get off on a tangent here. Okay, the House is set to let the warrantless eavesdropping law lapse. President lobbied hard Thursday for renewal to protect, Protect America Act. They're protecting us by spying on us, folks, which expires February 16th. Okay, that was what, the other day? Yeah. Neither the White House nor House Democrats blinked in a standoff over renewal of a controversial eavesdropping law, now on track to expire at midnight Saturday, and that was, 3 days ago. President Bush said, and by the way, how many lawsuits are there against the telecommunications company? Last time I looked, I think there was 50 of them. And if this law were to be enacted, okay, then that means that all those lawsuits would get kicked out because now all the telecommunications companies have immunity. President Bush said Thursday that failure to update the Protect America Act will harm our ability to monitor new terrorist activities and could reopen dangerous gaps in our intelligence. Please gag me with a spoon. House Speaker, our lovely friend Nancy Pelosi, remember her? The one of the crooks on the judicial watch list? In response, dubbed such talk fear-mongering. The president has every authority to continue needed eavesdropping under another law, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, she said. Moreover, the authorities granted under the temporary surveillance law enacted in August will carry on for a year, she added. So here we go. Let's play it out, folks. It's all, let's see, what is that? How's that go? All the world's a stage, and all of the people in the world are simply players, especially the ones in Congress that song and dance and do a quick soft shoe and act like they're arguing about something. To House Democrats, what's at stake is whether Mr. Bush and future presidents are accountable to Congress, whether the president is a Democrat or a Republican. They can't act outside the law, said Speaker Pelosi at a press briefing. The issue is the sharpest confrontation over presidential power since Democrats took control of Congress last year. She quotes, "Oversight is an institutional obligation to ensure against abusive power," Pelosi said in a briefing Thursday. Does that have anything to do with that water bill where she was going to funnel $25 million to her husband that I read out of Judicial Watch? Huh? We want to ensure against that abusive power, Nancy. All right. At the heart of the dispute is proposed retroactive immunity to telecommunications companies that took part in the Bush administration's warrantless surveilling after the 9/11 attacks. Without liability protection and facing lawsuits asking for billions of dollars in damages, and I think there's 50 of those going on right now, folks, such companies are going to be less likely to cooperate with the government on national security matters in the future, Bush said Thursday. House Democrats say these companies, along with the president, must be held to the rule of law. The rule of law. Isn't that cute? The new 2008 Protect America Act would expand and update the government's ability to monitor technologies such as the Internet and cell phones, and they're already doing that. We know that. I know that because I was just making a phone call today, and it was clicking all over the lines. Hello again to Homeland Security. If the current law is allowed to lapse, the United States will be unable to respond quickly to the new terrorist threats, say Republicans and some Democrats who are urging approval of the bill the Senate passed on Tuesday. The problem is what to do with the new tips. And they are coming in all the time, says Representative Heather Wilson of New Mexico. The House of Representatives is going to simply close up shop and leave town, saying that it's not going to hurt America, said Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell. Pelosi aides say that in the remote chance a previously unknown terrorist group must be surveilled, the administration can use FISA. Under FISA, the Attorney General can approve surveillance in minutes. Surveillance can begin immediately, and approval of the FISA court can be obtained within 3 days. Unlike last summer when Congress first passed the Protect America Act, don't you just love these wonderful, you know, the Protect America Act? They're protecting us, folks. No Child Left Behind. The Patriot Act. All of these wonderful acts that sound good on the surface until you read them and peel away the onion. Sorry. There is no backlog of cases to slow the process of obtaining surveillance approvals from the FISA court. Pelosi says she has instructed key committee chairmen to continue to work on resolving differences with their Senate counterparts on this bill over the week. Presidential recess, which begins Friday. Now, in a related move, House Democrats also voted to approve contempt resolutions against White House Chief of Staff Josh Bolten and former White House counsel Harriet Myers for failing to testify in a House probe of the 2006 firing of the 9 U.S. attorneys, which Greg Palast did an excellent job of taking apart, and he's on a video explaining that whole thing, which I covered on my show a couple of months ago. Republicans walked off the House floor to protest this vote, which passed 223-32, and over the refusal of House leaders to allow the vote on a bipartisan Senate version of the surveillance bill, which is backed by the White House. House Republicans say they have enough support from moderate Democrats to win a vote on the Senate bill, which passed this week on a strong bipartisan vote, 68-29. So, Big Brother may not be watching you for long. Well, I tell you what, don't hold your breath on that one, folks, okay? Because as long as these neocons, what's left of them, remain in office, nothing, and I know that you feel the same way, nothing surprises me as far as what links they'll go to strip us of our rights. And remember again, all right, when George Bush, that wonderful man, got up behind the podium after the 9/11 attacks and he says, they hate us because we're free. Well, guess what? He's done a good job of stripping 9 of 10 of the Bill of Rights. The only one left is the Second Amendment, and the Supreme Court's going after that one. And then once that's gone, they're all gone, so us and Osama can be friends now. Because they shouldn't hate us anymore, because we don't have any rights, thanks to our buddy, our Führer, George W. Bush. Okay, but it doesn't stop there. Let's see, what have I got here? I got a note up here. Contrast breaker, okay. All right, Alan Stang. Trans-Texas treason, town hall meetings, the con game. Now, for all of you folks in Texas, and by the way, I've been there. I spent 3 months in Austin, Texas, and you know that Trans-Texas corridor that doesn't exist? That one that's 4 football fields wide and that the administration claims isn't there? You know that one I'm talking about. Remember that one? The one that's not there, folks. The one that, as you drive down the road, and I've done this, okay, for all of you who are other parts of the country who haven't had the privilege of being there, I have been there, and I have noticed that you can drive along the side of that toll road, and I believe, if I remember correctly, I was on my way to the airport, and it was 3 lanes on the side of the toll road, and they have now taken, and they do this a lot. They've done it in New Mexico. I've seen it here in Arizona, where, you know, they'll put up these construction sites, right? You know, where they put those things up where they'll cut it down into 2 lanes or all the way down into 1 lane, and it really slows the traffic down. But then you never see any construction workers there. They just cut the lanes down, but nobody ever does any work, all right? So what they're doing now, from what I understand, is they're cutting the lanes down from 3 lanes on the side of the toll road to 1 lane. So it's going to take you three times as long to get anywhere. And they're going to force you to drive on those toll roads that don't exist. Don't you see? All right. So with that, let me go into the trans-Texas treason. The town hall meetings, which, by the way, and all of you know that live in Texas and have gone to those town hall meetings, everybody is blatantly against the trans-Texas corridor. Okay. If they take a poll and they ask how many people are in favor of it, nobody raises their hands. But let me continue here. Alan Stang, February 17th, newswithviews.com. He says, I wish I did not believe this, but I do. At some point, now coming fast, the battle for America will metastasize beyond politics. Yes, it would be nice. So so wholesome, so American, if voting in elections were sufficient. But more and more in recent years, it becomes clear that those things are fraudulent charades designed to lull us, and that the conspiracy for world government will do what it likes regardless. Again and again, we have seen that, sure, you peasants go ahead and vote, but, of course, if you vote for the wrong thing, then the conspiracy for world government, infinitely wiser, wealthier, and more powerful, and, let's face it, better than we are, will change the result and impose what they want. As I write, it appears that in November, voters will, quote, choose, unquote, as president either a man named Hussein Obama, hello, who was raised as a Muslim, belongs to a virulently racist church loyal to Africa, maybe this guy did watch my show, or listen to my show, and works with violent communists there to impose Islamic law, or a Stalinist womanoid who, along with her husband, should long since have been in prison for several lifetimes and whose election would mean an epidemic of rampaging bull dykes, not to mention the usual interim knee prints on the Oval Office carpet. Or the voters will choose a deranged crank who has done everything he could to betray his fellow POWs, a man whom Soviet brainwashers in Vietnam may well have turned into one of theirs, a Manchurian candidate, or excuse me, a McChurian candidate, a Republic crud whose record places him on the far left end of the Democrud party, who says he has no qualms about keeping us in Iraq for another century. I like this guy. I'm going to have to get him up on my show. Okay. Oh, got a break coming up. I'll continue with us when I get back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm talking about the trans-Texas treason in those town hall meetings. We'll be back in three. Stick with us, folks. I got a heck of a lot more.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608. 691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
All right, we're back, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Continuing this Trans-Texas Treason, the Town Hall Meetings, your con game, by Alan Stang. Whichever one of these three voters choose will enormously increase already powerful communist hegemony over America. But what about Ron Paul? Ron who? Did you say Paul? No, the name is vaguely familiar, but I can't place it. There could be a retired ladies doctor somewhere in Texas who may be named Ron Paul, but I can assure you that no one by that name is running for president. No one. No one. No one. Etc. So I am reluctantly expecting a spark that could ignite a conflagration, a repetition of the shot heard around the world. The conspiracy for world government is shoving us Americans into an even smaller corner. As the 7th Avenue girdle manufacturer likes to put it, something's got to give. Where? What could be the point of ignition that propels the battle into the next phase? I don't know. Can you say scandal? Maybe. I don't know. I've just put out three of them over my airwaves on my show in the last week. But let's take a break from that, and I'll get back to it in a minute. Let's go to Rachel in Colorado. Rachel, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't hear you talking too much about Hillary and all of her shenanigans.
I covered Hillary last Wednesday, I believe.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, let's see.
Did you talk about the Vance Davidians, how she ordered the demise of them?
I believe I did, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't Janet the Dyke Reno, it was Hillary the Bull Dyke Clinton. Right, yes. there was a little snippet, a little article that I read about that, yes. And if you go into my archives, Rachel, the 13th of February, you'll hear that show.
Okay, thank you so much.
But I'm not done yet. Okay, I guarantee you there will be more. Thank you for the phone call, Rachel.
Okay, okay. Bye.
All right. Okay, getting back to this. Of course, I'm merely speculating. Could it be the Trans-Texas Corridor? By now, you know that this treason is an integral part of the proposed North American Union, which could merge the United States, Canada, and Mexico. The United States thenceforth would not exist. That is why the paper dollar is presently collapsing. The collapse will justify the introduction of the NAU currency unit, the Amero, to replace it. Now, for those of you folks who live at the bottom of mine shafts or get your news from such conservative communist spokesmen as Limbag or Hannitwit, here's the latest proof. El Presidente Jorge W. Bush is now promoting the expenditure of 1.4 billion non-existent U.S. dollars to protect the southern border of Mexico as part of the Merida, or the Merida initiative. What? Yes, remember that the new border of NAU is not between the three countries, but around them. So Bush will protect Mexico's southern border, not our own. The purpose of the Trans-Texas Corridor, it says here, is to relieve congestion, to connect communities, to increase local control, to enhance free trade, etc., and so on. But the map shows, we're talking about this by Trans-Texas Corridor, by the way. I want to remind you, folks, the one that doesn't exist, right? Okay. The map shows that it bypasses major Texas cities, so it would not relieve congestion, and it would not connect communities because there are very few exits, and it would be very hard to cross. Adding exits would not diminish the connectivity of such a road, so why not add them? I'll be back with more of this in the second hour, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with a whole mishmash of news today. I just have so much of it, I probably won't get to it all. Coming back with the second hour, stick with me, call your friends and neighbors. I am on a roll today. Be right back.